Jackie, big news about student debt forgiveness from the Biden administration today. Maybe more news on the way. Ray Kaplan says, yeah, I can talk about it. Yeah, I can explain it. And happily, she's here with us right now. How you doing, Ray?
I'm great, Anna. How are you doing?
Good. So when an announcement like this gets made, I think many people just think, hey, does this impact me? Who is going to be impacted by this? What can you say?
Well, this is really going to affect a large number of people. I'm sure you've seen the headlines in the news about how public sector loan forgiveness is a broken system, and 98% of the people who applied for it were turned down because they were either in the wrong type of payment plan or they had the wrong type of loans. So just today, actually, the U.S. Department of Education announced a change to the PSLF program rules for a limited time. They're putting it under the COVID-19 national emergency. So what they're doing is now for a limited period of time, basically 1 year, borrowers can receive credit for past payments made on loans that would otherwise not qualify for PSLF. And I can tell you, Anna, we've already had a couple of clients, and we're actually digging through all of our files to make sure that everybody that is a client of ours is going to take advantage of this. But this means hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings for so many people. I think it's actually going to total up to be over $1 billion worth of savings. But if you had previous payments that you were making that you thought qualified for public sector loan forgiveness and you were turned away, likely you are going to get credit for those payments. And that can mean a difference between paying back another $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 and getting and not having to make those payments at all. So it's really actually a very big change.
That explains a lot, because I had thought I had heard that public servants already, if you're in the public sector, you already qualified for these kinds of loan forgiveness programs. In fact, you've talked about them in the past, but there's this enormous rejection rate, which I don't quite understand. And this is supposed to what, close a loophole? Is that what we're doing?
Correct. So the problem was that essentially when Congress made this rule for public sector loan forgiveness, they allocated a lot of money towards making the program, but not a lot of money was allocated to the servers in enforcing and enacting this program. So what would happen is borrowers would have all these federal student loans and they would get jobs in the public sector and they would start making payments, and they would make payments for years only to be told that they had FFELP loans, which do not qualify for public sector loan forgiveness because they're a different type of federal student loan. Well, now Congress is saying those payments that you made on FFELP loans all those years will count towards complete forgiveness of your federal student loans. So this is, I mean, just one of our clients right now, this means that she's not going to have to make another 5 years of payments, and she's going to wind up saving about $100,000. And
wow.
She's actually a WGN listener as well.
Oh, wow. And by the way, Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm, she can answer your questions about student loan forgiveness. She's seen everything. Does this involve public servants only, this new announcement? And tell us who qualifies.
Well, this will basically, if you have a federal student loan and you at some point worked for any employment, any job in the public sector, and you were working there full time for a period of years, this may apply to you. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that it is for a limited time. So it's only going to be from this October, October 6th, essentially through October 31st of 2022. The Department of Ed hasn't released the executive order, so I do want to examine that executive order in order to have more details. But essentially, if you have federal student loans and if you are employed full time in the public sector, we should take a look at how this is going to affect you and how much we can save for you because of this new executive order, because it might mean the difference between paying back your federal student loan, or if you were intending you had to pay back another 5 or 10 years, maybe you only have to pay another 1 or 2 years, or maybe not at all.
Wow. It sounds like a serious thing. And if you should probably jump on this, even though there's a year, it's a year. Does it take some time to process these kinds of things?
Well, here's why I think that it's a good idea to jump on it, because it's under this National Emergency Act where they expanded public sector loan forgiveness a few months ago, and they allocated about $750 million into that program. So it looks like they're using the funds in that program, and if everybody, you know, I think jumps on this, eventually the money is going to run out. They've already used up about $120 million of that $750 million allocated. So because it looks like they're using those that same kind of bucket of money, I think it's important to do this sooner rather than later so you don't get turned away.
I want to hear from our listeners, but then I want to get to your reaction, Ray, to this editorial in Cranes today about time for college to make a price cut with endowments growing. It's time to bring the cost of a university education down. I want to get your take on that. But let's hear from Sue first. Go ahead, Sue. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ray and Anna.
My
daughter.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay, sorry. My daughter has two masters in social work, and from day one, she's been working at non-for-profit. She worked like at La Rabida, all these hospitals, and she's been doing it almost 15 years, and she's still paying, $500 a month. And we tried to get that exemption or whatever 10 years ago. And, they were saying like, well, you had this one gap where you weren't non-for-profit. And I thought, I've heard they give it to librarians. And,
Right. Well, so this is actually meant specifically to address people like your daughter. So especially people like your daughter you can contact us. We're dealing with this constantly. And the main thing to be aware of is that we're going to need to certify her employment at these public sector jobs. And once we're able to get those uploaded for her, we can see exactly how many payments will count. But they're even giving credit to payments that would otherwise not count, like if you were in forbearance or if you were in the wrong payment plan and if you had the wrong types of loans. So they're really loosening this up. And it might be that she has far more payments. She probably, based on what you're telling me, has enough already to count towards PSLF if she started paying after 2007. So it's only going to count toward for payments that were made after 2007.
Sue, hang on the line here, if you don't mind. Can you hang on the line? Because we'll connect you with Ray. If you don't mind, because I'll make sure you get your answers,
thorough
answers to your question. No problem. Thank you for calling in. Mike's got a question. Go ahead, Mike, your question for Ray.
Taking my call. I'm calling on behalf of my son, actually. He's a public school teacher. He's in North Carolina, but he's only a 0.8. He's not a full-time. This has to be full-time employment?
Yes, his employment has to be full-time, which is 30 hours per week or what that employer considers to be full-time. So it might be that he works less than 30 hours a week, but his employer considers him to be full-time. That would also qualify under the statute.
Okay, I think he's at least 30 hours per week. Okay, we'll probably give you guys a call. Thanks a lot. Or
maybe you can boost his hours. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the call. We got a number of texts here that all seem to say, hey, my husband's a firefighter. We currently are paying off my son's student loans. Do we qualify for this? Does someone like that qualify?
Okay, so this is where it gets a little bit of a gray area. So if you had previously consolidated your federal Parent PLUS loans into a direct consolidation loan, then this appears to apply to you. However, if you had not previously consolidated your Parent PLUS loans into a direct consolidation loan, this may not apply to your Parent PLUS loans. So we would have to do a more thorough analysis. And again, I want to wait for the actual executive order so we can see how specifically they treat federal Parent PLUS loans in the order.
Ray, this is a subject we need to revisit. With just a minute left, though, can you tell us who might qualify with the public sector definition? We have a lot of text line questions about that. Who qualifies?
Sure. So anybody working full-time for a not-for-profit, so any hospital system in Illinois, not any, but most of them, Advocate, Lutheran General, Northwestern, Amida, University of Chicago, all of those will qualify. If you're a professor at Northwestern, if you're a nurse at Northwestern or any of those hospital systems, a fireman, police officer, even if you work at the cafeteria at Advocate, as long as you're full-time, you are considered a public sector employee and would qualify.
And you could work at a church, you could work at a nonprofit, you could work in as a nurse or a teacher or a social worker at any capacity?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. We got to get you back on. I mean, there's so much here and so many people who have to take advantage of this who need to figure this out. Ray, I appreciate your time today. We're out of time for today, but let's figure out another time to see if we can get on your schedule. Thanks, Ray.
Sounds great. Thanks, Anna.
All right, let's get to student loans, though. Ray Kaplan is with us from the Kaplan Law Firm. You helped out so many people yesterday, Ray. We couldn't get to all the calls. And so it just seems there again is a lot of there's a desire for the information. And I know last time when people applied for it, they were disappointed because it didn't work out for so many folks.
Hi, Anna. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think there was a big problem with this program before, and that's really what they're trying to address, because basically people were making payments on loans that were previously not considered qualifying loans. And so now what they've done is they've suspended the PSLF, public sector loan forgiveness rules. They've suspended those rules through October 31st, 2022. So there's this temporary waiver where you can get credit for payments that you've made on loans that would not normally qualify for PSLF. So it's not an automated process, though. You do have to apply for it, and we're kind of waiting for the Department of Education to provide more guidance as to how exactly to go about it. My sense in kind of reading the tea leaves here is that you're going to have to submit an employment certification form to your servicer or directly to the Department of Education in order to have them count payments that normally would not count towards that 120 payments that you really need for public sector loan forgiveness. So the bottom line is, if you were employed full time in the public sector, so let's say you were working for the city of Chicago or a public school teacher, or you work for AMITA or Advocate, as long as you were working full time while making payments after 2007, if you apply for it during this next year, you'll get those payments to count. And for a lot of people, that means their loans will be completely wiped out and forgiven. So big changes, big savings of a lot of money.
That certainly sounds like it. Let's take some calls here. Sylvia, go ahead. You're on WGN with Ray and me. What's your question? Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm one of those public service people. I'm a nurse. I went back to school to get my nurse practitioner and master's degree, and I took out loans to do that. Well, I made one big chunk payment to pay off, and I still have a very small balance of about $15,000 left. Would I be covered under that to pay a loan forgiveness?
I'm sorry, are you asking if you would possibly get forgiveness of the remaining balance?
Yes.
It's possible. So what I would do is, are your loans being serviced with Fed loans?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So I would send a new employment certification form, or you can call our office and we can kind of walk you through it. But I think you're going to need to send a new employment certification form. There's even talk that you might be able to get a refund of previous payments. So we're waiting to see a little bit more guidance on that as well.
That'd be
okay,
nice.
Just really quickly. You guys were saying 120 payments. Is that like if you were only making like $50 a month in a payment?
Correct. Even if the payment was zero.
What?
Okay. So I guess I made a one big kind chunk payment. Would that be divided out over time, or is it just considered just one payment?
How long ago did you make your payment?
I made it about a year ago. I saved some money up, and I figured, let me put a dent into this loan, and I put $20,000 down on it.
So I haven't seen any guidance in a situation, a fact pattern just like yours, but I'm sure they're going to come out with something that's going to give us a little bit more information as to how to handle that. You might actually qualify to have at least the balance of your loans forgiven if you were previously making payments before you made that big lump sum payment.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Sylvia. Thank you for the call. So would you advise against making a lump sum payment in this environment, or what do you tell your clients on that, Ray?
Definitely. I advise against making lump sum payments, especially if you have federal student loans, because the landscape is changing so rapidly. There's so much going on right now in federal student loans. There's kind of a lot of confusion, and there's this expanded public sector loan forgiveness. So I don't advise making lump sum payments, because often what will happen is on your federal student loans, you can make payments that are very low relative to the income that you're making and also relative to the loan balance that you have, and then the entire balance is forgiven. So if you make a lump sum payment, you might be missing out on a chance to get that loan forgiven.
Okay, we're talking with Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm, about student loans. There was a new announcement yesterday about the qualifications from the Biden administration about people who can have their student loans forgiven. You said you had to make 120 payments, regular payments. Could you have missed a payment?
Yeah, so what they're doing now is that the reason why so many people were being denied is because they were making payments incorrectly or they weren't on time payments, because the statute that governs public sector loan forgiveness is very rigid. So if you made a payment that was not on time, or you made a payment under the wrong payment plan or for the wrong type of loan, it was not considered a qualifying payment. So a lot of people were denied forgiveness under that program. So now what they're saying is, as long as you were employed during that time when you were making payments, even if you missed payments, even if they were late, you'll still get the loan forgiveness.
Okay. So you had to work in the public service at full time. You had to do some kind of public sector work, and then you had to make 120 payments. Is there any other big category of things you had to do in order to qualify for this?
No, it seems like right now the main thing is just that you were employed full time in the public sector, and even if you were making payments under a wrong payment plan or late payments, or even in some cases, some types of forbearance will be counted towards that 120 payments necessary. So it really is a big deal, because it's really going to result in a lot more people getting public sector loan forgiveness than were slated to get it before.
Your questions for Ray Kaplan, attorney Ray Kaplan. She's a student loan expert. Let's go to the phones here. Pat, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Good afternoon. My question is, I retired a couple of years ago, but I had worked for a public library full time. I had been making student loan payments for the past almost 20 years, but I couldn't get into the student loan forgiveness program because with all of my other financial obligations, I could not make that kind of a payment. Might I qualify for this?
You might qualify for this for any payments that you made from October 2007 to 2017 or even later. So if you were making payments, you said you stopped making payments a couple years ago. Did I hear that correctly?
No. I said I retired a couple of years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I still have student loans.
And they're currently in the COVID forbearance, thankfully.
Right. And actually, COVID forbearance does actually count towards public sector loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So that's another 18 months right there that you might have that would be qualifying payments. So yes, I would certainly, if you like, give us a call at my office. That's the 312-294-8989 number, and we can walk you through it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Pat, with all that. Let's pause for a second. More with Ray Kaplan. More of your calls, your texts, 312-981-7200. If you have a question about your student loans, want to find out if you qualify under these newly released guidelines from the Biden administration, call in, text us, and Ray Kaplan can answer your question. More of your student loan questions in a moment here, 312-981-7200. That is our number. You can call in and ask Ray Kaplan anything you've got about student loans. The new guidance is getting, the first round was confusing. I'd say now people are thinking, okay, is it going to be simpler for folks? What do you think, Ray?
They are making a real effort to make it a bit more simple. Anything is going to be an improvement over the previous system, because there was so much incorrect information coming from the servicers and confusing information coming from the Department of Education. So our job is really to unravel this and make sure that if you qualify for public sector loan forgiveness, that you get it. And to keep you on track, because it's really all about compliance with the law, and that's how you get forgiveness of your loans. So that's what we do, is we keep you on track to make sure that you get it. This is a really great thing, though, for the next year, that people who were previously told, even though you were employed full-time in the public sector for 10 years and you were making some type of payment, that for some reason you didn't qualify, mostly because they had FFELP loans, which is an old federal loan program, or they were in the wrong type of payment plan, so they didn't qualify. most of those people are now going to qualify. But again, we do have to submit documentation to your servicer in order to have you eligible for this loan forgiveness. And it is a limited time waiver. So we only have a year in which to act. And then after that, it's gone.
Okay, so get on it. More on student loans now with Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. Kathy, let's hear from you. You got a question for Ray. You're on WGN.
Hello. I'm calling in regards to my daughter's situation. She is a nurse, and she's been working for 10 years making regular payments on her education loans. A small amount was through the federal loan program, but then I'd say the majority of her loans came from private loans for her education because she was going for a second bachelor's to become a nurse. And I was wondering if she would qualify in this program.
So this program only applies to federal student loans. I will say this, oftentimes people are not sure whether or not they have federal loans or private loans or a combination of the two. So we should definitely check to make sure that the loans that she thinks are private are definitely private because they actually might be federal loans. What adds a little bit of confusion to this is that a lot of the servicers service both federal loans and private loans. So it's often difficult to tell. That's also where we can help you make sure that if these are federal loans, that she's qualifying for public sector loan forgiveness.
Okay, so she could call the number that was given to inquire further.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good idea, it sounds like, Kathy.
Okay, real good. Thank you very much.
Good luck
much.
With the process. Thank you for the call. We got a couple of these. 309, this makes me sick. Why did I pay for my son's education? I can only conclude that I was stupid to do the right thing. There is a little bit of that sentiment, too, as there's a push to even make this go further, pushing the Biden administration to go further, farther, and go ahead and write off more student loans. And then the folks who paid for it. I mean, you've heard this so many times, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. We hear this all the time. And I would say to make those people feel better, and I feel that way myself sometimes as well, is that there are far more borrowers who pay far more than what they borrowed and what they took out for their federal loans. They've overpaid. They pay more than what they took out, and they paid a ton of interest and fees. So believe me, this is not going to be a damaging thing for the Department of Education.
All right, let's see if we can get Pat in here real quick. Go ahead, Pat. Quick question. We got to make it quick for Ray Kaplan. Go ahead.
My question is for someone that had student loans during that time period of 2007 to 17, but they were responsible and paid off those loans, what do they need to do to get any kind of a refund on their student loans because they were responsible and paid them off?
Great question, Pat. Go ahead and answer real quick, Ray, if you can. Are there any refunds available?
It's possible. Again, that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks from the Biden administration executive order. So we'll have to wait and see. My inclination is to say probably not, but you never know. There might be.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ray Kaplan.
Thanks.
Again, this is something that as we get more guidance in a couple of weeks, we should have you back on and answer more questions. It's super helpful to hear from you. I know you can interpret these laws and these new rules a lot better than most of us. I read through some of it, Ray, and frankly, I'm not sure I can understand it. And you can pull your hair out as a parent or as a student, just trying to get through it. So thank you.
Certainly.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.